Hello and welcome to Bust or Trust, a kids' mystery podcast. I'm Tiernan.
And I'm Athena. We unravel the world's greatest mysteries with help from you, our chief detectives.
We present all the best evidence and then ask you to decide. Which team are you on?
Are you a myth buster like me?
Or are you a myth truster like me? We look into all sorts of strange stories from around the world. No mystery is too big for us. Like, if tomatoes are a fruit, does that mean ketchup is a smoothie?
Ooh, I'm not sure I could drink a whole glass of ketchup. Blech.
Yeah, you're right. Let's keep it as a sauce. We will tell you at the end of the show just how to get in touch so you can let us know if you're on Team Buster or the best one, Team Truster.
So, Chief Detectives, get ready to take notes and start putting together your case while we have a quick word with the grown-ups.
Well, hello there, grown-ups. Did you know that we depend on your generosity and support to keep making Bust or Trust?
If you subscribe and support Bust or Trust on Patreon or Apple Podcasts, you'll get access to lots of lovely extras like weekly subscriber bonus episodes with extra evidence, ad-free listening and early access to all our episodes. More to come soon.
To support Bust or Trust, just click subscribe in Apple Podcasts or visit patreon.com/Bust or Trust Podcast. Or for more information, visit our website at bustortrust.com.
The case.
Tiernan, it's important that this week there is as much monkey business as possible.
Really? Do we have permission to be completely bananas?
Absolutely. We can both go ape with this one.
Psst, Athena, this sounds fun, but what do you actually mean? Like, should I start breaking things, throwing bananas everywhere and trying to climb stuff?
No, I just meant we had to focus on this week's case, the case of the Monkey Man.
Monkey Man? He sounds like a rubbish superhero. How does he stop baddies? By showing them his bottom and swinging on a tire?
He's not a superhero. The Monkey Man is a mysterious creature that supposedly terrorised people in India and caused a lot of panic.
Well, then he's definitely not a superhero. More like a supervillain. What can we tell the chief detectives about the Monkey Man, then?
It all took place in New Delhi. New Delhi is the capital city of India and is known for its beautiful buildings, like the world's tallest brick building, the Qutub Minar, and for being a very busy and bustling place.
In May 2001, people reported seeing a strange monkey-type creature roaming around at night that they started to call Kalabanda, or Monkey Man. Then there were several reports it had attacked people, and suddenly everyone in the city began to get very scared.
The press reported that this dangerous creature was lurking in the city, particularly in the poorer areas. From then on, there was widespread panic, with people reporting stranger and stranger stories, and even mobs of people deciding to try and catch this creature themselves, leading to a number of people getting hurt.
But after 2 weeks, the panic died down, and the Monkey Man was never heard about again. Some think it was Hanuman, the Hindu god, while others say it was a relative of Bigfoot, and some even think it was a strange monkey robot.
But most sceptics, that's someone who doesn't believe stories are true unless there is evidence, you know, like I do. They all say that the Monkey Man was just an example of mass hysteria and nothing more. Mass hysteria is when a group of people all experience the same symptoms or think they see the same things, even though the cause is imaginary.
But I don't think this case was just an ape real fool, get it?
Oh, it happened in May 2001, Tiernan, not April. Chief Detectives, it's up to you to decide whether the Monkey Man of New Delhi ever really existed or not.
Let's swing over to the first piece of evidence.
First piece of evidence.
The first piece of evidence is the sightings of the Monkey Man. And it was these that started the concerns about the mysterious creature in the first place. Let's jump back to New Delhi in May 2001. It's midnight, and although there are lights coming from people's homes, the streets are dark and full of shadows. As you're walking along the street, you see something move on a rooftop ahead of you. It looks as though it's 4 to 5 feet tall, or about 150 centimetres. It seems to leap about from roof to roof, but it's hard to see what it actually looks like, as it's so dark here at night. When suddenly it looks at you, and some light catches its face, which looks just like a strange sort of monkey. Its eyes glow red, and it seems the creature is all covered in fur. Before you can take in what you saw, let alone get a photograph, it has leaped into the darkness.
Yeah, mysterious indeed. But the problem with these sightings is that they all happened at night between midnight and 4 a.m, when it was dark and very hard to see properly. Not only that, but the descriptions of the monkey man were all very varied. Some described it like you did, Tiernan, as being furry, about 4 to 5 feet tall, with a monkey face and glowing red eyes. Others said it was 8 feet tall, with metal gloves or claws, and wearing, get this, roller skates. Some people said it wore a motorcycle helmet, leather jacket and sunglasses. And then some said it was a kind of robot that had a button on its chest that it pressed to go invisible.
Oh, the sunglasses monkey man is my favourite, I think. He sounds cool. Oh, no, wait, maybe the robot one. Ah, this is tricky. But however the witnesses described it, or whatever outfit it seemed to be wearing, they all thought it looked like a sort of monkey or monkey man.
There were actually hardly any real sightings of the monkey man, though. The New Delhi police offered a reward of 50,000 rupees, which is the money used in India, to anyone who could help catch this mysterious creature known as the monkey man. But they got a lot of prank calls from people who just wanted the reward money. When they talked to people who thought they'd seen the monkey man, many of them were just telling stories they heard from others. And without any pictures or solid proof, it was really hard to know if the monkey man was real or if people were just seeing things. All the sightings happened at night, and as it was very late, people may very well have been tired, which is what can cause something that is known as visual hallucination. That's when you see something that isn't actually there, often out of the corner of your eye. It can happen to anyone. In 2001, in New Delhi, people in the poorest areas of the city regularly experienced electricity blackouts and a terrible heatwave. All of those conditions can make people more desperate and likely to believe strange stories and think they've seen things that aren't actually there.
One witness reported to the press that the creature had its hand on my thighs when I woke up. It looked like a langur monkey. When my mother picked up a broomstick, it jumped off the balcony. That sounds very real to me.
It might do, but as the news ran with the story, more and more people started to say they'd seen it, even though no real evidence appeared. People in New Delhi were keen to be involved and the media wanted to hear everything, no matter how ridiculous or unlikely.
If what they saw wasn't real or was made up, then how did the monkey man start attacking people? Have a listen to the second piece of evidence.
Second piece of evidence.
Over 60 people were injured by the monkey man. Most people suffered scratches, bites or bruises from what they said were attacks by the creature. But some suffered larger wounds and vicious slashes. As well as those injuries, 2 people died falling off rooftops trying to escape the creature. And much less serious, someone also said the monkey man snatched their phone and ran off with it. If it's not real, how did the monkey man hurt so many people?
OK, let's examine the injuries people claimed to have. Because when we look closer, it seems that most, if not all, of these injuries weren't caused by any strange creature at all. An entry in the Indian Journal of Medical Sciences in August 2003 looked at over 25,000 calls to the police from where the caller claimed they had been attacked by the monkey man. But when doctors checked, only 51 of them seemed to be real. Most of these people were men from the poorest parts of the city. And you know what? Doctors found out that many of these injuries were likely made by the people themselves, maybe to get attention or be in the news. It can be very dangerous to spread these tales and create panic. Mass hysteria can cause harm. Like the 2 people who fell off buildings and a van driver who was attacked by an angry mob who thought he was the monkey man.
That is horrible, and I feel very sorry for the van driver. How on earth did they think he was the monkey man? Monkeys can't drive vans, or there would be chaos. The study by doctors in the Indian Journal of Medical Sciences is very interesting, Athena. However, various newspapers also quoted some doctors who examined patients that said they'd been attacked. And according to the doctors, their wounds were marks from an animal and not a human.
And what are the names of these doctors and which hospitals did they work at?
Steve Doctor and Susan Doctor? No, okay, I have no idea.
Ha! If there's no clear source mentioned, it's very likely that the quote was made up by the press to attract more readers. A source points to where information comes from. It could be a person, a document, a website, or any other place where the information originated. That's why it's important to always double-check where information comes from before believing it.
OK, you are right, Athena. But the reason why I think it's interesting that the quote says the injuries definitely came from an animal is piece of evidence number three.
Third piece of evidence.
The final piece of evidence is that there really are loads of monkeys in New Delhi. Rhesus macaques are small, mischievous monkeys that can be found all over the city. They love to raid garbage, steal things, and occasionally attack pedestrians. In 2023, New Delhi held a G20 meeting, which is when the leaders of the 20 most powerful countries all come together to discuss global issues. The authorities were so worried about the rhesus macaques causing trouble that they came up with some creative solutions. They set up large cutouts of langur monkeys, which are much bigger, and they even trained a team of men to make noises like langurs, all in the hope of scaring the smaller monkeys away. There was also a time in 2010 during the Commonwealth Games in New Delhi where the authorities actually rented langur monkeys and gave them the job of scaring away the smaller ones. So it could be that the monkey man in 2001 was a larger rhesus macaque that had gone a bit wild, or even a rented langur monkey that wasn't happy with its job.
Oh yeah, so do any of those little rhesus macaques or langur monkeys ever wear motorcycle helmets or roller skates?
I don't know, but they would look amazing if they did.
Those monkeys are also a lot smaller compared to the way people described the monkey man. Not only that, but at the time in 2001, New Delhi zoo experts were asked about the case and they said no monkey would ever attack without provocation. So they didn't think it sounded like the behaviour of a real monkey at all. The made-up story probably made sense to people because monkeys are something they know very well, meaning that a strange monkey man would actually have seemed possible, even though it definitely wasn't.
Well, I do admit, those rhesus macaques are adorable, even if they do pinch things and scratch people.
That's another problem I have with this case. Apes can be scary, like big gorillas or chimpanzees. But monkeys, they're usually really cute.
That is true. I can't imagine a capuchin or pygmy marmoset scaring anyone. I do wonder if somewhere out there are a whole load of cuter animals causing trouble and just no one takes them seriously at all.
We are here in the city as reports have come in that something terrible has been spotted roaming the streets. Police helicopters are circling overhead and many local residents are saying they will not step outside their door until it's been caught. Here's what the witnesses that saw the creature said.
I was just walking along, eating a boiled egg, and the next thing I know, this thing's leaping at me. What did it look like? Oh, I don't really know. It was all a blur. I just remember it was about the size of, well, of the egg I was eating, and it had these terrifyingly big cheeks. I've never seen anything like them.
Was it furry?
Furry? It was definitely furry, and it did a ferocious squeak as it ran off. Oh, I'm lucky to be alive.
Yeah, I was just out and about when this monster, it nearly mows me down in I guess it was a wheel. It was running inside it and making it move, and I've never seen anything like it. Oh, yes, it was at least 10 feet tall easily. And I think it had a really small furry face, big cheeks, and it was definitely wearing a spacesuit and carrying a guitar. I'm certain of it. The wheel, oh, no, that was not even higher than my knee. But I like my knees, so it was very scary.
I just don't know what's happening to this area. When I moved here, it was a lovely place with squirrels and the occasional duck. But what I've seen here today, I mean, who would have thought we'd have killer hamsters on the loose? Mm-hmm. What's that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say it was small, but it had a look in its eyes like it would nibble you to death and then store you in its adorable cheeks. Was it wearing a helmet or a cloak? No, but it would have been very cute if it had. I'll tell you what it was doing, though. It was scampering around and drinking water from a teeny tiny bottle. Someone has to stop it.
people are already calling it the hamster fiend, with over 90 people having been admitted to hospital for a series of injuries, including being overloaded with cuteness and falling over an apple because they weren't looking where they were going when they were distracted by a tiny, adorable rodent. The police chief had this to say.
We're doing everything we can to find this so-called hamster fiend. We've got 3 helicopters searching the area, but the problem is, it's a bit too small for them to see, so it's a total waste of their time and money. Instead, I've asked 5 officers to leave a small trail of hamster pellets leading to a series of plastic tubes connected to a cage. They know the dangers, but they're hoping they can lure it in, then keep it there, maybe even as a pet.
Thank you, police chief. We can only hope the streets will be safe from this hamster fiend very, very soon. Now, back to the... Wait, what's that?
Oh no! Oh no! Ah! It's so fluffy! No! Cuteness!
Terrifying. I can't imagine those poor officers being forced to have a pet hamster.
Oh, they are cute, but such a pain to look after. You've got to clean their cage all the time, and they can bite. Not good.
You know what, though? I think our chief detectives could handle it. The same way they can handle any case.
That's right. And now it's time for you to decide, chief detectives. Is the monkey man real, or a whole lot of monkeying around?
Time to recap the evidence.
Evidence recap.
The first piece of evidence is the many sightings of the monkey man. Witnesses say they would see it on the rooftops of New Delhi between midnight and 4 a.m. It was covered in fur, about 3 to 4 feet tall, with the face of a monkey and glowing red eyes.
But some people said it also wore a motorcycle helmet, or was part robot, or had roller skates on. There was also no evidence for any of these sightings, and in fact, when questioned, a lot of people hadn't even seen the monkey man at all. They were just repeating what they'd heard from someone else.
The second piece of evidence is the injuries caused by the monkey man. Over 60 people received scratches, bites and bruises from the creature, and 2 people died when they fell off a building trying to escape it.
But the Indian Journal of Medical Sciences says that on inspection, most people gave themselves the injuries to get attention from the press. Sadly, the people that fell were victims of mass hysteria. That's when people believe a story without any evidence is real. People become overly scared because of all the stories they heard about the monkey man, causing them to get hurt or injure others out of fear. This is why spreading false tales can be very dangerous.
The last piece of evidence is that there are monkeys in New Delhi. The rhesus macaque monkeys are such a pest that the authorities had to bring in measures to keep them under control when world leaders visited in 2023.
But experts at the Delhi Zoo say monkeys don't behave the way that people say the monkey man did. And so far, no one has seen a rhesus macaque in roller skates, even if it would be adorable.
So now we're handing it over to you, Chief Detectives.
What do you think? Are you a monkey man myth buster?
Or a monkey man myth truster? Get in touch and let us know your thoughts. And most importantly, which side you're on. No need to monkey around with this one. It's definitely a Team Truster win.
Oh, no way. All our chief detectives are going to make a monkey out of you, Tiernan, when they join Team Buster. Send us your voice notes with an explanation of why you're a myth truster or myth buster when it comes to whether the monkey man existed or was it all just stories and monkey tricks.
All you have to do is ask your grown-ups to help you email us your voice notes or thoughts to hello@bustortrust.com.
Tell us your name, age, what you think all the evidence means, and please, please make sure your grown-ups give us permission to use your voice notes or emails in our next episode. You can also send us a question on Spotify Q&A, but please get permission from your parents and don't include any personal details so we can publish them safely. We won't always be able to use all of them.
But we do love to hear them. And here are some thoughts from you lot, our chief detectives, on the last few episodes.
My name's Yaya and I'm a myth truster because just because it in piece of evidence number 1, just because it was in the wrong place doesn't mean it wouldn't have been a piece of the treasure.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for being on Team Trusted. And I agree, just because a bit of treasure was in a different place to where they thought the treasure would be doesn't mean it wasn't Montezuma's treasure. Maybe someone dropped it or misplaced it or carried it there or it ran away.
I can't disagree with a voice as sweet as that. I think you've put on that sweet voice to try and make it so I agree with you. But I'm almost, no. I'm still Team Buster. I'm still Team Buster. It doesn't work. It doesn't work, Tina. No more cute voices. It's not going to work, Yaya. It's not going to work, okay? I'm always Team Buster. Always. But nice try.
Hi, my name is Elodie, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and I'm a Mythbuster on Kelly Hopkinsville because the thing where they thought that an alien touched his head, it might have been a stick. And also, the other aliens that they thought they saw might have been owls misbehaving.
Do you know what? There are so many times in my life where I'm like, what's that? And it's always been a stick. Mm. Okay? And it's about time when people have mysterious things happen, they ask themselves, is it a big mysterious thing or is it a stick?
Athena, I think we need to do an investigation into why is it sticks keep scratching people on the head.
Yeah, head, shoes, everywhere.
Thanks, Elodie.
Ah, oh, brilliant. Those voice notes are getting better and better.
Every week, they are fantastic. And if you enjoyed the show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts for more great episodes. We love to hear what you think, so please do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps more detectives find, bust or trust. And of course, we'll read some of the reviews out on the show.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time for some more bust or trust. Okay, the Monkey Man case was a real barrel of monkeys. But now it's time to stop the monkey business and be serious again.
Oh, really?
Oh, what was that?
I was just about to see if it's possible to wear a motorcycle helmet and roller skate on the roof, but I guess I won't bother now.
Oh, sit down and have a banana instead.
Oh, thanks, Athena.
Good boy.